We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim with lesson number 40, in which we will complete the 10th perek and begin the 11th perek. Let's look together at the last Mishnah in the 10th perek. Mishnah Ches. The Torah tells us that the father and or the husband have a Yom Shom'o. They have the right to be mayfair, the daughter's or the wife's nedorim, during the day that they hear about this neder. With reference to the father, the Pasuk says, V'im heini aviha osa b'yom shom'o, that day, the day he hears of the neder. And with reference to the husband, the Pasuk says, V'im b'yom shemoa isha yoni osa. So, therefore, they are limited in the sense of time as to how much time they have to declare her nedorim muforin. And that day is called the Yom HaShmua, the day they hear about the neder. Is this a 24-hour day? So that if the daughter or wife made the neder at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, they have till 10 a.m. on Wednesday to declare it null and void? Or does it mean no, that day, until that day ends? So if she made the neder at 10 a.m., they have until the end of the day, sunset perhaps, and after that point, they no longer have the power. If she would make a neder 5 minutes before sunset and they would hear about it then, they would have only 5 minutes to declare it mufar. Now there is a machlokas tanoim about the question I just asked, the question of is a 24-hour day or a day that ends with the end of day, with nightfall. Our Mishnah only expresses the latter opinion, as we will now see. Meaning, the time of Hafara is only till nightfall, only Ad Shetekshach, Shkiyah Sachama, sunset, or perhaps Teso Kochoven, when the stars come out. Hafaras Nedorim Kol Hayom, they have all day. All day, Yesh Badover Lohokelu Lahachmer, it's good news and bad news. There's a lenient aspect of the term all day, and there's a strict aspect of the term all day. Ketza. Nodro Belele Shabbos. If she made a neder Friday night, she lit candles, and then she made a neder. So Yofer, the husband, or the case of a daughter, the father, has the power of Hafora, Belele Shabbos, that entire Friday night. Uviyoma Shabbos, the entire Shabbos day, Ad Shetechshach, until Avdolo. 24 hours, maybe more than 24 hours. Nodro im chashecha, but suppose 5 minutes before Avdolah, late in the day on Shabbos, just before nightfall, she makes a neder as it's getting dark. Mefer achelo techshach. He can only declare the neder null and void until it gets dark. He has a few minutes. Shim chashecha v'lo afer. Once it gets dark, and he knows he's heard about the neder, but he hasn't had the opportunity to declare hafora. Eino yochel ha'ofer, it's too late. Yom Shomo has its good news and bad news. It can be a long time or a very short time, depending upon when he learns about the neder. So we have finished the 10th parak. I want to point out, with reference to this last Mishnah, the interesting fact that the Mishnah says clearly that a husband or a father can declare a hafara on Shabbos. It's interesting to note that this is true of the hafara of the father or the husband, but this is not true of the hatora of the chacham that we've been learning about in detail. The chacham's hatora cannot be done on Shabbos unless the neder is litzorech Shabbos. The Hatorah is litzorech Shabbos. If a woman makes a neder, she's not going to eat lecha mishnah, not going to hear kiddush, whatever, then litzorech Shabbos, the chacham can be mater the neder. Shelo litzorech Shabbos, a chacham cannot be matir and neder on Shabbos, but a husband or father, as we saw clearly in our Mishnah, can declare a hafora on a neder made on Shabbos, or that they hear about on Shabbos, they can declare the hafora on Shabbos, whether it's a neder that's related to Shabbos or not. Moving ahead to the beginning the 11th perek, which is the final perek of Maseches Nedorim, the Torah tells us, Kol neder v'chol shivuas isor la'anos nofesh, isha yikimenu v'isha yiferenu. That the power of the husband, and also, by the way, the power of the father, is, but we'll limit our discussion to the husband's powers, are limited to those nedorim which are inu nefesh, where the woman, the wife, makes a neder to somehow harm herself, pain herself, refrain from something that's torturing herself, self-afflicting kind of neder. That's a neder of inui nefesh. The Chachamim learn from the Psukim, Beinish Leishto, that there's another category of nedorim that our husband also can be made for, even if it's not inui nefesh, even if it's not a neder of self-affliction that the woman pronounces. But if it's a neder that the woman pronounces that interferes with the relationship between the husband and the wife, then the husband has the right to be mefer those devorim shebeino leveino, those nedorim which involve matters of their interaction, their relationship. However, there's a difference between nidrei inui nefesh and nidrei devorim shebeino leveino. If a woman, a wife, makes a neder which is inui nefesh, she's going to fast every Monday and Thursday, the husband has the right to be made for that neder for himself and for all time. Meaning if he divorces her and she remarries someone else, the neder does not come alive again. The neder is botel or mevutel. It's a neder of inui nefesh. The first husband was made for it. That's the end of the neder. Goodbye. However, in a situation where the woman made a neder beino leveino, she made a neder which affects their relationship some way, then the husband can be made for that neder. But once he divorces her and she remarries a second husband, the neder comes back into effect. Because his whole power was based upon the fact that he had the power of hafora over those nedorim which are going to interfere with his relationship with his wife. Once his relationship with his wife is ended by divorce, so as far as the next husband is concerned, the neder is back in effect again. It's interesting that most Rishonim say that the same halacha that I just told you about a husband applies to a father. That a father is limited in the nedorim that he can nullify to those nedorim which are either inui nefesh, in which his daughter made a neder of self-affliction, or she made a neder which affects the daughter-father relationship. So say most Rishonim. But the Rambam paskens in Hilchis Nedorim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, no, a father is not limited to Nedorim of Inui Nefesh or Beino Leveino. A father can be made for all the Nedorim of his wife. But in terms of a husband, everyone agrees, as we will soon see, to the principles of the Nedorim that he's allowed to be Mefer, he has the power to be Mefer, being limited to Inui Nefesh or Dvorim Shebeino Leveino. For Elu Nedorim Shehu Mefer, these are the Nedorim, the vows, and also the Shavuos. Now we know the difference between a Neder and a Shavuot. A Neder is if I say, the following object is also to me. Bananas, I'm not eating them for another month. So there's an Isur Cheftza, an Isur placed upon the object, in this case, bananas. A Shavua, an oath, is when I make a Shavua, I am not going to eat bananas. There's no Isur placed upon the object. The Isur is upon the subject, me, the person who makes the oath. And there are other differences between the Dorim and Shavuos, which we don't have to go into here. But the husband's right of Hafora applies to a neder and to a shvua, both to a vow and to an oath. So these are the nedorim which a husband has the power to be mefer. Dvorim sheyesh bohem inu nefesh. If a woman makes a nether which is self-afflictive, she's torturing herself by this nether. For example, im erchatz v'im lo erchatz. If I will bathe or if I will not bathe. Im erchatz means she makes a nether and says the procedure of rechitza, the act, the process of bathing, will become, the pleasure of that act will become usur to me if I bathe today. Im erchatz. Or she makes a shvua, I will not bathe. Lo erchatz. Or im es kashet, I'm not going to put on any prettifying makeup or cosmetics, or I'm not going to beautify myself. So im es kashet means the hanah of kishut, the benefit of beautification, will become usur to me if I beautify myself today. So if she goes and gets a beautiful hairdo today, the hana of all future hairdos is prohibited to her. Oyim lo es kashet, she makes a shvua saying, I will not beautify myself. So these are obviously self-afflictive. She's torturing herself by not bathing or not beautifying herself. So that's inu nefesh, according to the Chachomim, and the husband can declare them mufar, null and void, and they are null and void forever, even if she later remarries someone else, that neder is gone. Omer Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi says, no. A woman who doesn't bathe, a woman doesn't have kishut, that's not inu nefesh. No, that's not enough. If a woman says, I'm going to roll in the snow, I'm going to lie upon a bed of thorns, that's inu nefesh. But not to bathe, not to be miskashet, that's not inu nefesh, says Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, but it certainly is from the Dvorim Shebeino Leveino. No husband wants to be married to a woman who never bathes, or to a woman who never is miskashet, miskashetes herself. So it is a neder beino leveino, which gives him the right of hafara, but remember, the right of hafara over a neder beino leveino is only limited to their relationship. If their relationship ends in divorce, for example, and she now remarries another person, the neder kicks back in, and she's also to have ruchitza, or also to have kishut. It's not a neder beino, it's not a neder inu nefesh, says Rabbi Yossi, but it is a neder beino leveino. And so we have completed lesson number 40.